866-2058 or on the web at MikeBirchBoard.com.
You're listening to the number one news and information station in South Georgia.
What we need is action.
Streaming live 24/7 on ValdostaToday.com.
I have never seen anything like this.
South Georgia's news and information leader.
Let me start by saying thanks for all that you do.
News Talk 105.9.
You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells, brought to you by Smoothie King, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Chassis Drugs, and Factor X Fitness. And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Well, hello and welcome. This is Maria, your host for Fit Talk Radio Today, 105.9 WVGA. Welcome. It's a little rainy here on this Thursday evening, but the rain is certainly welcome here in South Georgia. We have got a great show planned for you tonight. We've got Chef Megan, that's going to be calling us in shortly, and all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. And she is a very interesting character and a wonderful chef. And Chef Megan, she's a healthy lifestyle consultant and spokesperson, and she's the chef of the Atlanta Botanical Gardens there at the Edible Garden. She's the Edible Garden Chef, and she creates culinary delights with freshly harvested herbs and spices right there in the Atlanta Edible Garden. So very interesting lady. She also is a funny lady, and she will make this very interesting. We're going to be talking about holiday treats and how to cut back the calories and fat and some of the foods that we all love. Chase, I know I love dressing and pumpkin pie and pecan pie.
That's right.
And but, you know, there's out there they're saying that, you know, over the holidays, people generally overeat.
Of course, it's Thanksgiving. We're just going to eat all of it.
And that's right. And that's what really causes the weight gain. When you start at Thanksgiving eating, you know, the average person gains only 1 to 2 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's. It's the fact that most people never lose the excess pounds. So then if they continue to eat those big meals and eat fatty foods after the holidays, then they just gain. So, you know, in 5 years, you're going to gain 10 or 12 pounds just from Thanksgiving to New Year's.
That is ridiculous.
Not a good idea, is it? Not
crazy.
A good idea. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and Chef Megan's going to bring her a funny way of cooking and talking, and you can go ahead and look up Chef Megan. She has healthyeating101.com, and if you'll go and sign up there with her, she can send you recipes every month because she puts out new recipes every month. So just go and to her website there, and we're going to be talking with her just shortly. And it's Megan McCarthy, and she's a creative culinary chef from Atlanta, Georgia. And we'll be talking about her and some other things that she does do. But let me tell you, Factor X Fitness, where I'm a trainer there, they've got some great Black Friday specials. And I want to talk about them for just a second. $19.95 a month, no enrollment fees. Your first month is absolutely free. And you'll get a beautiful Factor X logo t-shirt at sign up. We'll have 15% discounts on supplements that day. We'll have supplement samples and refreshments on Black Friday. So it's not just about those retail shopping. If you want to go ahead and get a head start on cutting back those pounds that you're going to gain and get a head start, come by Factor X Fitness, 1711 Norman Drive, and stop by and see us on our Black Friday specials. And also, you can buy a raffle ticket because we're going to be giving away a Fitmark Transporter Duffel, which is a great, big, nice gym bag. So stop by Black Friday there at Factor X Fitness. And if you're interested in training and getting rid of those holiday pounds, please see me, Maria. I'm a trainer for 37 years there at Factor X Fitness. So we look forward to seeing you there. Chef Megan is coming on here with us in just a moment. But just before she does, we'll go to commercial break. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Chancy Drugs is a family business that is determined to make a difference in your life. Chancy Drugs offers compounded medications and bioidentical hormones, medical therapy management, health education classes, and more. They're the leaders in compounding and are PCAB accredited. At Chancy Drugs, we believe it's our mission to look after your prescriptions and make sure you never face the pain of extra cost or have to spend countless hours waiting for your prescriptions. Give us a call today or visit one of our four locations to better serve you.
Health Life Magazine is the area's newest health and wellness publication. The latest holiday edition for November and December is now available. Be Dave Brave is the inspirational story and foundation that will inspire you, along with a taste of Thomasville and the My Lady Bakery, Tifton's oldest bakery. Be sure and look for the Fit for Life article, Staying Fit in Your 40s, 50s, and Beyond. Pick up your edition free at Advanced Dental Care, Valdosta Health and Wellness, or Factor X Fitness.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Hi, this is Maria, a certified trainer at Factor X Fitness. Now you can join us for only $19.95 a month with no enrollment fee and no enhancement fee. But hurry, this special won't last long. Factor X Fitness also has a professional group of trainers to help you meet your fitness goals. Visit Factor X Fitness today and let strong be the new sexy. Factor X Fitness, 1711 Norman Drive, Valdosta, Georgia, or call us at 469-4292. I look forward to seeing you at Factor X Fitness.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Well, we're back. This is Fit Talk Radio here in Valdosta on this rainy Thursday evening. But we have Chef Megan from Atlanta, Georgia. I believe we have you on the line. Hello, Megan.
Hello. How are you?
Well, we are wonderful down here in South Georgia. How are you up there in North Georgia?
Well, I am happy to say we had a sunny day today. So.
Well, we did not. It's been kind of rainy down here in South Georgia, and that kind of makes people want to lie on the couch and munch and do some things that you probably don't want us to do, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But I was reading a little bit of your bio, and, I mean, you are the chef there at the Edible Garden there in Atlanta. You create all kind of edible things out of what they grow there.
That is correct, yes. The Edible Garden Chef. So I take what's growing in the garden and I create recipes around that, try to get as many natural produce things into your everyday eating lifestyle. So.
Well, tell me, give us a little bit of your background. Tell us, you know, how you got involved in all this chef cooking.
Well, when I got out of college, I was actually a vegetarian. And I became a vegetarian way back in the day, not too far back, I guess. But anyway, I had the intention of wanting to lose weight as a vegetarian. And it all started from there. And I explored all the health and wellness options going along with a healthy lifestyle and pretty much rolled right into being a vegan. So vegan 20 years ago was a lonely place to be.
I bet it was. That word was hardly ever mentioned. It was almost a bad word.
Yes. I called myself Megan the Vegan.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, yeah. So, anyway, it was just a path that I just grew naturally along this path. And more interest in health and wellness. I used to hang out at the health food store in Chicago, called Sherwin's Health Food Store, and this is long before there was such a thing called Whole Foods Market. So that was where I would spend my days in looking at the shelves and talking to all the people that worked there. So they were kind of, you know, kind of granola, kind of.
You were kind of geeky, weren't you, Megan?
Yeah, pretty much.
A geeky chef hanging out at a health food store. Wow.
Yeah, but I was
20 years ago in Chicago. That's a story by itself right there.
I know. And now I live in Georgia and I listen to country music. What's up with
that? Hey, you have come to God's country down here, girl. And you're still not quite in God's country, because you need to come south of Macon before you really reach it. We're going to talk about that. We're going to try to get you down south here. Well, Megan, I see, you know, you try to incorporate highly nutritious superfoods. That's what you say here. And you also teach cooking classes at Whole Food Markets, at the Cook's Warehouse. So tell us a little bit about that. And I mean, let me tell you something. I'm just going to go ahead and admit it. My family's listening. My husband's out there somewhere. You people who know me, you know, I cook about four things really good. And we just... We cook and then we repeat it again, and we cook it and we repeat it again. So I am not a cook. I'm not a baker. My mother's from Columbia, South America, and she couldn't even read English at the time that I was growing up. So, so she just made recipes the way my grandmother did. And so it was just passed down, Megan, from person to person. And I just watched her. And so there was just only a handful of things that, you know, I really learned. And, so I don't follow a recipe. I'm probably your worst nightmare for trying to teach somebody how to cook. But you are teaching these healthy cooking and lifestyle classes at these places in Atlanta.
That's correct. Yeah, I do that, and I formulate all my recipes around the superfoods. So I want to get those foods that are highest in antioxidants, you know, pretty much giving you the most bang for your buck, you know, and taking fresh fruits, vegetables.
All right, explain this to the listeners before we go any further. Tell them what you consider a superfood.
The foods that are high in antioxidants. So if you list like the first 10 superfoods, extra virgin olive oil, blueberries, garlic, oatmeal, salmon, spinach, you know, just off the top of my head, you know, those kinds of things. Kind of like the things that we kind of know that are, you know, healthier for us. And I think we're not relying enough on our intuition about what actually is healthy, because it's very funny when I do talk to people about, you know, what they have had, you know, they always love to tell me what they've had for lunch when they've had a nutritious lunch, and then they won't tell me what they had if they had a, you know, not so nutritious lunch.
Gotcha. Well, that's what I would do. I wouldn't dare tell you that I had my Snickers bar and Coca-Cola. Oh, I've already told you that, hadn't I? We're going to talk about that in a little bit. You know, I told you I had two vices, you know, Snickers and Coca-Cola. And listen, you promised me that I could make me a Snickers bar, and I told my clients that tonight, and they're listening out there, and they said, well, we can't wait to get that recipe. So we're going to have to talk about that. Well, I mean, your goal then is to have a beautiful set table with nutritious foods, high in antioxidants, using the superfoods, but that also taste good.
Absolutely. And if it doesn't taste good, why would we eat it?
Well, now that's one of the questions that I had, because it says, one of the listener says, I have found that food that was altered, that where the recipes were altered, do not always taste as good as the ones who are not altered.
Okay. Well, so I think we're working on a premise that we're trying to make, let's just you know, I might have to pick on mac and cheese for a minute.
Okay, let's talk about it. That's a great staple here in South Georgia.
Right. Yeah, I've heard. Just kidding.
Look around at some of the hips and thighs. I'm just kidding. Thank God for the hips and thighs. That's how I make a living.
And you know, not to pick on mac and cheese. We all grew up, you know, with Kraft out of the box. You know, so. You know, and it wasn't a natural color orange, of course, but, you know, there's always adjustments you could do to whatever you're eating. And I invite people to take a look at, you know, what it is you do love to eat, and let's see how we can shift those things. And recipes, and you have to understand, too, people writing recipes, they're going to write the recipe maybe in slanted to the way they like it. So when I write recipes, I always say, you know, salt and pepper to taste. But, you know, some people might, you know, go a little overboard on that or something like that. But it's all with a, no pun intended, a grain of salt. So, but it's all about finding ways to incorporate these healthier foods. And when I say healthy, that's a broad word as well. But these are the foods that make us feel good. Because at the end of the day, if you don't feel good, you don't feel good. And that kind of is not fun.
That's right. Now, you have a website called healthyeating101.com.
Yes, that is correct.
And I know that's, and of course, you've just grown. I mean, your resume here, so to speak, you know, what all you've done, I'm just amazed. I mean, my goodness gracious. I mean, you do corporate wellness programs for several people, for several Fortune 500 companies you have done, you know, and working, you know, with so many people there in the Atlanta area, and Kids Across America Foundation, bringing health, eating and exercise and self-esteem, you know, so I see that you're doing all this. Well, I mean, the holidays are coming up, so what can our listeners do to cut fat and calories and still enjoy the holidays?
Well, I'm gonna you know, offer an idea for you to keep in mind. Okay, and what you just said, how can we cut fat and calories for the holiday? What if it was real that you don't, in fact, have to cut fat and you don't have to count calories?
You would be our hero.
You release yourself of that. I am not a calorie counter, and I haven't been. And the day I stopped counting calories was the day I started getting into the body and the size that I wanted to be and I knew I could be. Now, when I got out of college, I weighed 40 pounds heavier than I do now.
Wow.
And I look better now than I did back then. And, you know, in your 20s, don't you think everybody in their 20s supposedly looks better? You know, you think in your mind, oh, they're young. Yeah, blah. But I did not. I worked really, really hard to try to lose weight and try in this and try in that, and nothing worked, or it worked and it didn't stick with me and I gained it back, you know. So I, you know, I'm a product of the yo-yo generation. So what I decided to do is to not count the calories, but make what I'm eating count. And when I say that, I'm talking about, you know, the natural foods like greens and, you know, fish and garlic and fresh herbs and, you know, butternut squash, acorns, things that are natural to our environment. We're forgetting about real food. And all this fancy recipe, you know, stuff that you have to dance around thinking, oh my gosh. So, when I open a recipe and I look at somebody else's recipe and I see 20 things on there, I turn the page. I'm like, okay, I want something that's quick and fast and easy. I want, you know.
That's what I want, because life is busy.
You want the fewest amount of ingredients. Here's the thing. We think we're going to get bored with our diet if we eat the same thing over and over again. And you open this talk up with saying that you make four things and you eat them over and repeat. But here's the thing, you have success. You have success knowing how to make those things, and then you repeat them because you know how they're going to make you feel. You know that, you know, if you eat this portion of chicken and you eat some of this broccoli and you're going to have this, that's your go-to dinner. Not only do you know how to make it, you know how you're going to feel after you eat it. And I'm assuming you feel good seeing the nature of your business and, you know, all your, what you want to feed your family. You want everybody to feel good. So,
well, I have to confess. Okay. yes, I do have some foods. My husband and I love a piece of steak, a nice lean fresh spinach salad with all kinds of stuff in it, you know, and usually, half of a sweet potato. And that is our go-to meal, our feel-good meal. But then I make a very mean, high-fat, high-calorie lasagna that my whole family loves. So now I can't eat it because I have celiac disease, so I have to have everything gluten-free, which is another problem for me. But you're right, and I do feel better when I eat the steak, even though and the salad. And my husband is a much cleaner eater than I am. I will give him credit on that. But my children, even though they were raised in the gym business and all, I mean, they still eat boxed macaroni and cheese, you know, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you that they were raised on Vienna sausage. Don't say anything about that. But they really weren't raised on Vienna sausage. But I have twins. I had twins at almost 40 years old. So you can imagine what I was going through at the time.
Yeah.
So I was feeding them anything that would go in their mouth. But, all right, you said we can have those holiday dishes. So tell us how we can have those holiday dishes and still – now, we talked about this last week. I told them portion control.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, that's kind of a no-brainer. But I think I mean, obviously, if you're going to push yourself away from the table and unbutton your pants after Thanksgiving meal, you're going to fall asleep. You're not going to have any energy, and you're probably not going to be a whole lot of fun to be around because, you know, you're so full. And what's happening is your digestive system is using all your energy to digest that food. Okay. So there's no room in there for, you know, breathing and energy and, you know, it's just eating to 80% full. So your portion control would be along the lines of, you know, always eat to the point of fullness where you're 80%
full. 80%
full.
Okay, that's interesting.
80%
full. Not totally full. Now, I do that. I don't like to feel stuffed. I don't like to overeat. I don't, you know, I've always been that way. If I overeat, I just feel yucky. You know, and so that's it. So listeners out there, eat to just 80% full, not to 120% full.
Right. And you know, for Thanksgiving, for a once a year holiday or Thanksgiving and the holidays, here's what I'm going to say as well. On that day, maybe you do go over 80% full just because it's that day. But don't follow up or proceed Thanksgiving Day with 100% full and 100% full and 100% full. So, you know, if you know that you're going to eat a lot on Thanksgiving, just know the next day you're going to kick back in to 80% full when you eat your next meal.
Well, that kind of goes along with what one of the things I said that was reading about. It says the problem with holidays isn't usually the weight gain. The average American gains only 1 or 2 pounds in between Thanksgiving and New Year's. But what happens is then they just never lose the excess pounds. They got to eating 100% full, 100% full, and they just keep on doing that. And that's what causes the weight gain.
And you know what else? Here's the big one. This is what you want to look for, especially on Thanksgiving, is watch your sugar intake. And every day, sugar is actually what's making us fat, not fat. Fat does not make you fat. And it depends on your sources of fat. So nuts and seeds, avocados, extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, all of those elements of, you know, quote unquote fat do not make you fat. Okay. Now that does not include deep fried whatever.
What about those deep fried turkeys we're going to have for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
So, and that fried chicken in South Georgia.
And so many people are like, oh, I like dark meat instead of light meat. Great. So do I. And, you know, and so I eat the dark meat of the turkey. Now, you're talking to a former vegan here.
I see that.
I'm a recovering vegan.
I see that. Well, let's talk about that dark meat for just a minute. I got some statistics here. The dark meat in your Thanksgiving turkey has about twice the fat of the turkey breast and about 40% more calories. A 3.5-ounce portion of dark meat, about the size of a deck of cards, with the skin, has 230 calories. The same amount of turkey breast without the skin only has 160 calories. So you can cut 70 calories just by eating the white meat rather than the dark meat. Now, I like white meat. My mother likes the dark meat. My twins like the dark meat. But me and my husband like, you know, the white meat. And I always have. It has nothing to do. It has, you know, taste buds, you know, my preference for taste. But I knew, of course, being in the fitness industry, that the dark meat does have more fat and calories in it. And there is a holiday tidbit there. So eat the white meat, like you said.
I'm talking dark meat.
Yeah, you're talking dark meat.
Yeah,
you like it.
Yeah.
You know. So you're going to eat those calories this Thanksgiving.
Well, remember, I'm not counting fat or calories.
Right. You're just eating.
What I'm looking at is sugar.
Okay. And there's no sugar in turkey.
That's right. So, and then you can all obviously take the skin off. And for sugar, you know, there's hidden sugars in a lot of foods.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Megan, there's sugar in everything you eat. You pick up anything and read a label, and there is going to be high fructose corn syrup or some kind of sugar in just about everything.
Right. And I just made a cranberry relish yesterday, and it just rocks the house, man. First of all, I don't have any high fructose corn syrup in my house. None. Nothing. I do not have any processed food that has high fructose corn syrup in it. If it does, somebody must have brought it to me, because I do not have that in my house. My natural sources of sugar are maple syrup, local honey. You know, I might do some cane sugar if I'm baking a certain something, dates. So, there are natural sources of sugar. Now, at the end of the day, sugar is sugar is sugar.
Yes. Your body doesn't know the difference between processed sugar and natural sugar. You know that, don't you?
Yes. Yes. And that's what I'm saying.
It processes it the same, right? It processes it the same.
But when you are putting things, and I hate to use this word, toxic, when you're putting toxic elements into your body, those are the things that we don't know where they've come from. Let's just say something has come out of your garden. You know, let's just say you're growing broccoli in your garden, or the farmer's market, or you got it at the grocery store. I mean, everybody has their resources of where they get their vegetables, let's just say. And if you are to add, you're not going to go home and add high fructose corn syrup to it.
Well, no, absolutely not. That'd be ridiculous. Right.
Right, right. So think of it in resourcing your fruits and vegetables and all your food from the grocery store, from the produce section of the grocery store, or the farmer's market, or your locally grown food. So number one is look at your sources of sugar as well. So I do like a little sweet things here and there, but I'm making, you know, my holiday date balls, and I'm not adding any extra sugar. I'm using dates as the sweetener, and, you know, unsweetened coconut and chia seeds and things like that. So,
okay, let me explain something to you about that, because you do have a lot of resources in Atlanta. We are here in South Georgia. I actually live in Tifton, Georgia. We have only had a Publix just a couple of years. We had Harvey's, we had Piggly Wiggly, we had Winn-Dixie, but we only just got a Publix in Tifton, Georgia. Valdosta, Georgia, where the radio show is broadcast, and of course we reach nine counties, which we do reach Tifton, you know, so of course we do have the farmer's market, and we do have vegetables. We have Robertson Farms in Tifton, and go and buy all the peas and squash and vegetables and onions and bell peppers and, you know, cabbage. But, you know, we do not have a lot of the resources that you have available to you.
Well, and I have to actually go to a store or a farmer's market, because we don't have the vegetables growing in our backyard around here. So we got to pay off each way. So I would suggest Amazon.com.
Okay.
You can go on Amazon and order specialty foods. You can even go on my website on my products page, and I have a bunch of things listed on there, the things that I use. So if you want to read.
And I am going to review that, because it did look like it was very, very good. I'm going to give you that web page again. It's healthyeating101.com with Chef Megan out of Atlanta, Georgia. And we are talking with her. We're talking about the holidays. And I'm going to ask you a couple quick questions, and then we're going to go to a commercial break. But is organic better?
Organic is better.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
It just means that it has not been sprayed with pesticides.
Okay, so it would be better then. But, yeah. Of course, in South Georgia, everything's sprayed with pesticides that's grown in the ground, because we have so many bugs and things that eat it. And what about free-range meat? Is that better?
If you can get it. What's a better description would be grass-fed, like grass-fed beef.
Okay.
So, 'cause that's natural to their digestive system, as opposed to a grain-fed cow.
Got you. We are here. This is Fit Talk Radio, and we've got Chef Megan, and we're talking about the holidays, and she is teaches cooking classes. She has a book, I understand. We'll talk about that when we come back. And she has cooking classes in Atlanta at Whole Foods and at Cook's Warehouse. And she is the chef there at the Atlanta Botanical Gardens. So she makes all kind of culinary delights with what they grow there at the garden center there in Atlanta. So we are talking with her, but we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just checking. All right, we're still on commercial break, so okay. I've got here before we're going to talk about. It says one of the easiest ways to cut unnecessary calories this season is to cut back on the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you cook with some alcohol? You know, I'm going to talk just a minute about that. It says to cut if you've got a wine. If you want wine, have a wine spritzer by adding club soda, replacing 2 ounces of a 5 ounce glass of red or white wine with club soda. That way you cut back on the calories. I know you don't count calories, but
I don't cook with it in my food. I drink wine, or you know, or make a fresh cocktail with fresh fruit juices and things like that.
Ooh, I bet that's so good too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, that's what you need to tell them. Hey, you can make your own. Wine spritzer or whatever. And you can. All right. And then we'll talk about dips, because dips on the holiday, everybody wants some kind of dip. So,
yeah.
And we talk about what kind of recipes you're going to have. All right. I got to go back on the air. Hold on.
Okay.
Fitness.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello, this is Maria, your host at Fit Talk Radio 105.9 here, and we have with us today Chef Megan from Atlanta. And Chef Megan, thank you so much for calling and being with us today. I thank you so much, and we hope to get you down here in South Georgia and have a little cooking class maybe. We're going to talk about that, see if we can't twist your arm in the new year.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
We're excited. It's we're just trying to broaden the horizon down here, and we don't have a lot of people that do what you do. Mm-hmm. But I understand you have also an interesting background that you didn't start out wanting to be a chef. Tell us what you really started out doing.
Which part? You mean the fact that I wanted to be an actor. And I was an improviser, and I trained at Second City in Chicago. So I took many years of acting classes and improv training, and did a little bit of stand-up comedy. And lo and behold, I married that with my healthy eating, and you get me today.
Well, I think that is great. I think that is great, because I think a lot of times, I think you would make it interesting. You would make it fun, you would make it interesting, and I think that's what kind of disillusioned me as a cook when I was younger. You know, just everybody seems so boring, but you certainly don't seem boring, Megan. You seem like you are just having fun with what you do, that you enjoy what you do, and that you are trying to educate people and give them information that can help them be healthier and live better lives. And that is just a great thing for you to do, and sharing your knowledge and your information here with us at Fit Talk. We certainly appreciate it so much. Well, I know you also have a recipe book out.
I have, it's not quite out yet, but I do have a lot of recipes that are going in it, and we're just kind of sorting through which ones we want to put in there. And
well, that sounds great. I tell you, I hope that you get it out soon and let us know, and we'll... if you want to stay in touch with Chef Megan, and I believe you put out monthly recipes, do you not?
Yeah, I put a newsletter out, and you sign up with your email on my website. But I also have a blog within my website, and I post a lot of the recipes that I do at the Botanical Garden. Yeah, like this summer we did some watermelon gazpacho and a summer ceviche. We've done some beet hummus. Everybody's pretty familiar with hummus now.
Yes.
You know, I've been making hummus for, 20 years, but trying to utilize things that people wouldn't necessarily think about. So I made some beet hummus, and just using the beets that we pulled from the garden. And just different things, wilted kale salad, just a lot of different things.
Well, you're certainly opening our minds, and of course, me being raised in South Georgia, and your fried chicken and mac and cheese and rice and gravy, we were all raised on that. And of course, there's, unfortunately, a lot of us have not been that healthy and gained weight. Of course, I'm in the fitness industry, so I've trained a lot of these people, and one of the main things, Chef Megan, that I hear over and over again, it's 90% in the kitchen and 10% exercise. If they don't eat healthy and eat the right foods, they're going to continue to have weight problems and health issues.
Yes.
And
I believe that too.
And starving yourself is not the answer either.
But I've been down that road, and it's really not fun, and you're not really nice when that happens.
Absolutely, and nobody likes to do without things that they love and that they like to eat, you know. So it sounds like that what you do is try to create recipes that are tasty and good and fun, and I'm all about presentation, and as a chef, I'm sure you are too. No matter what I'm doing in my home, if I'm you know, feeding my family or decorating for the holidays, or but it's about that presentation. I think a lot of times healthy food does not look very presentable. It does not make us want to eat it. It doesn't look good.
Well, I think that's changed a lot over the course
of
10 years, you know, with Food Network and all that. But and of course, you know, every food, every meal gets put on Instagram by everybody. And of course, it's really about making it easy, simple, feasible, and delicious. And a lot of people are like, oh, I don't cook. Well, you know what? Here's the good news. Learn to cook. Because at the end of the day, if you can't afford a personal chef to come to your house and prepare those meals for you, somebody's going to have to cook. And I don't do drive-through. I don't do fast food because I'll even go to a nicer restaurant and I'll be like, well, I can make that. So I go home and make it. And I would rather eat my own food because A, I know what's going into it. And again, going back to that mindset of like, I know how it's going to make me feel after I eat it. I'm going to be energized. I'm going to be lively, vivacious, and I'm going to be only 80% full. And I know that this food is feeding my body and giving me as much nutrition as I can possibly get these days. And now the food that has been growing in the last 10 years has changed from the last 40 years, say. And everybody's like worried that we're not getting as many nutrients from the food, and we may not. So now we have to even be more diligent about getting fresh fruits and vegetables into our everyday eating lifestyle, because there isn't another option unless you want to do medication and pop pills for that, or have things constantly come up where do you realize that 90% of diseases today are self-induced because of the way we eat and conduct our lives. So,
I absolutely believe that. I absolutely believe it. And people don't realize it. Now, I know, and we were joking earlier, and I wasn't joking, but, you know, my two vices are that little Snickers bar and that Coca-Cola. But like I told you, I was raised on Coca-Cola. They actually put Coke in my bottle when I was a baby. You know, they actually did. That's a true story. Now, they didn't know any better. You know, Coca-Cola, of course, you're in Atlanta, you know where Coke started. You know, but my grandmother and my mother, and how that started was I was colicky. And Coca-Cola will settle your stomach. How many times have you heard that? I mean, I've heard it up my whole life. And so
it's fresh ginger, too, you know.
Well, no, I didn't know that, but I'm sure my grandmother didn't know that either, you know, but now we know that fresh ginger settles an upset stomach. So, but that's how I got started on Coca-Cola. I did without Coke for 3 years when I was first started bodybuilding in the 80s. And, but that's the longest time I've ever gone without a Coca-Cola. So you told me.
And you felt great.
I did. That was the best I ever looked and the best I ever felt, no doubt. Of course, I was in my late 20s, early 30s then, and didn't have any children, but, The situation is, I know, and you said, Maria, that's poison. I mean, you that made an impact on me today. I mean, when I went to the gas station, I normally get my Coke, that big old belly washer, you know. Now, I'll put half Coke Zero and half. I didn't get it today, Megan. I thought, oh, my gosh. So thanks to you, today I've had no Coke. Now, you did tell me that I can make my own Snickers bar, though.
Ah, yes. You know, chocolate actually is a superfood. So this is the good news.
Okay, that's dark chocolate, though, isn't it?
That is 70% and above dark chocolate, yes. So anything that's 70% or 80% or 90%, yeah. It gets a little more bitter the higher up it goes.
Yeah, see, I don't like the bitter. I like the sugar.
Yeah, well, you know, and here's the thing. When we start to eat a cleaner diet, you stop craving the other stuff because what's happening, it becomes too sweet or it becomes too
absolutely
fried and it
very
it
true
upsets your stomach and you know so
well your taste buds
take practice mm-hmm.
you have to adjust your taste buds. That's what I tell my clients yeah. who are trying to do a contest and or dieting. You know your taste buds yeah. have to change for sure. And when I first started drinking that Coke again, that first swallow, it was like pure sugar to me after not having one for 3 years. So I understand that. Well, we certainly don't grow alcohol, but the holidays, some people drink. And, you know, mm-hmm. one of the things I saw recently was that, of course, that's a lot of calories. And a lot of people drink a lot more during the holidays than they do normally. And one of the healthy tips that they said that cut back, if you're drinking wine, make yourself a wine spritzer. If you're drinking 5 ounces, a glass of wine, make 2 ounces with club soda. And that takes okay. out about 60 calories. And that's one way, even though you're not counting calories, but, you know, most people do. So do you cook with wine or you drink red wine?
I do not cook it in my food necessarily, but I do drink it, but I do not cook and drink. I only drink when the meal is served.
Gotcha.
No knives and alcohol.
Right, no, absolutely not. Now, you said you can make your own, too. You can make your own fruity drink, didn't you say?
Yeah. A lot of times what I'll do is actually I will take a fresh orange. I'll take a navel orange, and I'll squeeze it, but I'll get a lot of the pulp in there as well because we still do need that fiber. So fresh juices, you also want to be careful that those go right into your bloodstream if there's not any. You know, that's why you want to eat the whole orange and eat
pulp
the whole
and all, yes.
Because that fiber will slow down that sugar going into your system. But, you know, as far as a fruity drink, vodka doesn't have a lot of extracurriculars going on with that. So I would probably do a fresh squeeze of lemon, fresh squeeze of lime, maybe throw in some a little splash of pomegranate juice and make it purple, and then some club soda or some San Pellegrino, just plain flavored San Pellegrino. And here's the best part. If you're out at a party and you want to kind of be mindful of that, just ask the bartender to make you a martini with water, a water martini, and you're carrying around the martini glass and you look fabulous. And, you know, go every other one, you know, where you have water in between. Sometimes it's hard to get into practice with that, but
that sounds like a very good idea.
Yeah, because then, you know, half of it is about the socialness of it.
Absolutely.
You want to walk around and you want to fit in and you don't want to tell everybody, oh, I'm not drinking, because then they'll pressure you like, why not? It's the holidays. And, you know, all this, you know, quote unquote dieting. And, you know, when people alter their diet, don't shout it from the rooftops. You know, take it in. Do it slowly and mindfully and see what works, and you might be surprised how easy it is to just kind of, you know, still go to a party, still enjoy yourself, and, you know, focus on other things like the conversation with somebody maybe that you haven't had a conversation with, or, you know, focus on, you know, the complimenting the host on the decoration, you know, it's taking your mind off the food. And the best thing, especially if you're going to holiday parties, eat something healthy before you go.
Absolutely. That's one thing I've learned to do, is to eat mm-hmm. something before I go somewhere that I know they're not going to have something healthy, or because I have to eat a gluten-free diet. So either don't eat, you know, or I better eat something before I go, or take something with me. Well, what about dips? I mean, you know, there's holiday dips. People don't have these parties. And so I know that have you got an idea for a good low-fat dip? I know to use non-fat yogurt or sour cream or...
Yeah, actually, I make my own ricotta cheese, and I would say, a lot of times we get caught up in, you know, having the dip. So I do a lot of hummuses. I do avocado dips, whether it's
guacamole. Ooh, that'd be yummy.
Yeah, or you can blend that avocado with some Greek yogurt, and that'll make a nice, and then add your seasonings and spices in that. And
I bet that would be very good. I'll have to try that.
Yeah, Yeah, because, you know, if you put out the crudité, which is the, you know, the fresh vegetables, you know, like the carrots, celery, cucumber, you know, peppers, things like that, always having fresh vegetables available and then creating the dips around that. You could do sun-dried tomatoes and olives. I do pestos. I do a lot of pestos. And I love pesto made out of fresh basil, olive oil, pine nuts or pumpkin seeds, things like that. And I have all those on my website as well.
We'll all be looking at that website for some of these recipes, I guarantee you.
Yeah. Well, and I'm so excited about I'm doing a cooking class tomorrow night at the Cook's Warehouse in Atlanta. And it is wine makes the holiday meal. So we have a guy coming in for pairing up the wine with the healthy recipes that I'm making. I came up with a cranberry relish with orange and maple.
Ooh, and that sounds delicious.
Yeah, and it's fresh cranberries, you know, just made the way my grandmother used to make them. And I have no added sugar except for a quarter cup of maple syrup.
And wow, that's amazing.
It's incredible. And then again, it's shifting your palate. Your palate will catch up. And when you start eating cleaner foods, you'll stop craving all those
the bad
things
foods,
that you know
right?
Enough.
Yeah, you'll stop craving
you'll
them. Absolutely,
yeah,
you will.
It's listening to your body. You know, sometimes you know something that's going to not make you feel good, but we go out and eat it anyway because we think we deserve it. You know.
Isn't that true? Wow, that is so funny. Yeah, we think we deserve. Okay, I've exercised. I've done all this all week. So I deserve to have this drink. I deserve to have this pizza. I deserve to have. That is so true. Yeah. Wow, you have nailed us all.
But it's all about taking things, maybe taking stuffing off the table and putting on sweet potatoes. You know, like you said, you have a sweet potato every your go-to meal with your steak and your spinach salad and your sweet potato.
That is our favorite. That's mine and Jim's favorite. And talking about sweet potatoes, you know, we always here in South Georgia, it's the sweet potato casserole. And it's good. And it's great. And it's, you know, you've got that pecan and flour topping on it with brown sugar. I mean, it's delicious, no doubt about it. But if you want to cut a few calories rather than to candy your yams or to have that sweet potato casserole, you know, eat roasted sweet potatoes. Roast them. They say wipe them down with canola oil or olive oil. Only 100 calories in 3/4 cup, and the sweet potato to me is already sweet.
It is.
It is already sweet. So you know that's a great way to swap it out if you want to eat a little healthier this holiday season.
And the sweet potatoes. Now I take organic sweet potatoes, I wash them up, I rub them in olive oil, I bake them in the oven for about 20, 30 minutes, depending on how big they are, and I remove them, I store them in the fridge, and I have a baked sweet potato every day as well, and I just take it out of the fridge. It's already done for the week. You can have all your sweet potatoes already baked in, you know, store them in the fridge. And
are you sure you're not married to my husband? That's what Jim does. That's what I do for him. I bake those sweet potatoes and we put them in the fridge and he takes them out every morning and takes one with him to work. Yeah, that's what we do. I mean, he's a very, very clean eater, in his 50s and just an absolutely sweet and beautiful man. And, he competes in Atlanta up there. So now you were talking about earlier the cranberry relish, that you make. And there's as opposed to the cranberry sauce that is just full of sugar. And the cranberries are sweet too. So do you have that cranberry relish on your website?
I don't, because I'm premiering it tomorrow night in my cooking
class. Okay. All right.
But you know, I could probably be coaxed, you know,
to sharing it with a few people. Yes. Okay. Well, good. I'm going to nail you down for that one afterwards. But you know, we talked about the casseroles we're going to eat, the green bean casserole, which, you know, it's just tradition. I'm not crazy about it. We like just the fresh green beans with onions and garlic and olive oil and salt. And they said that skip the casserole and just eat the fresh green beans. Better for you.
Roast them right in the oven. And
I've never done that.
Fantastic. Oh my gosh. So you can boil them, just, you know, steam them for a little bit, and then, you know, to get that little that raw edge off of them, basically. And then put them on a sheet pan, a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, salt and pepper, roast them in the oven for 15 minutes, and you Oh, they're so good.
Oh, and my goodness. I'm going to have to try that. Maybe tonight. I got to go by Publix tonight and get me some green beans and try that.
I love them because I love when they wilt, and I love the wiltiness of them. And you know, so you'll find your things if you just hang out in the produce section for a little while. And, you know, anything that's in the produce section, if you have no idea what it is or no idea what to do with it, just Google that fruit or vegetable, and there will be 100,000 recipes that'll come up on
Google.
Wow,
that's a good idea, and that's a good way to tell my clients, because we tell them to buy groceries on the outskirts of the grocery store. You know, that's where all the fruits and vegetables and meats are, because all the processed foods are in the center of the grocery store.
Exactly. And, you know, and having a few tools in the kitchen, you know, a couple of good knives, a cutting board, a couple of cutting boards. I have both wood cutting boards, and I have plastic cutting boards, both for different things. And, you know,
what is the difference? I hate to sound dumb, but what is it? I mean, why would you use a wooden cutting board, one thing, and a plastic one another? What was the difference?
Well, first of all, the
I'm not a chef, so tell me.
No, the wooden cutting board is a lot sexier, let me tell you. It's just
a sexy wood cutting. Well, I have a wood cutting board, so I must be sexy.
Well, on the wood cutting board, however, you do not want to put raw chicken or meat or anything that.
Okay, too late for that.
Protein. Yeah, because that's what I have the plastic cutting board for.
Gotcha. Well, that does make sense. Yeah.
But and that plastic one can go in the dishwasher. The wood does not go in the dishwasher. Just like your good knives do not go in the dishwasher.
Okay, so good knives don't go in the dishwasher. You cooks out there, you probably know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, because you're losing the sharp edge on them. And you should get your knives sharpened at least once or twice a year, professionally sharpened. I'm sure you got a few people down there in that part of the state that could hook you up. And it's very important to have sharp knives, because a sharp knife is actually a safe knife. And having a couple of good knives, where you know German or Japanese knives are my favorite, and you can find those online, or you can go to you can go to Cook's Warehouse, where I teach cooking classes at. They have knives forever, so they're really great.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot here, and then we're going to say goodbye, but. Tell us what your Thanksgiving family dinner will be. Gotcha.
Love it. Oh, no. My family is all on board. You should see us. We all look at least 10 to 15 years younger than we actually are. So it's
wonderful.
A beautiful thing.
Wonderful.
Uh-huh. So we're going to my brother's house, and we are making another healthy Thanksgiving, because it was so popular in the last couple of years. He has a butternut squash soup. We have a gluten-free stuffing.
Oh, gosh, that's what I want.
We have a lot of gluten-free people in my family. I am making my curried roasted cauliflower, which that's on my website as well. And it's super easy to make. We make quinoa. We make the turkey, of course. We make a gravy. And it's a gluten-free gravy because, you know, my brother's wife is gluten-free. So the pies, we're having a vegan pie. We're having a gluten-free pie. I've got a bunch of crazy Minnesota family people that want to eat healthy as well.
Well, and, great. That just sounds wonderful. You are definitely practicing what you're preaching then.
Yeah, so we're going to get up and do the turkey trot first thing in the morning and hit it early.
Well, listen, you have been wonderful today. I know my listeners have enjoyed listening to you, and I hope for sure that they go on your website, Healthy Eating 101.com, and try to find out where what all you have there, your recipes. So I hope that they would definitely go on and have you look up anything that we've talked about, and if they have a question for you, I'm sure they can talk to you or send you an email. Is that correct?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those good things.
And I noticed you got everybody following you. So, and we are going to talk to you, hopefully, about getting you down here in South Georgia, and
let's do it.
Doing some kind of cooking class or some kind of cooking show. So I do thank you so much, Chef Megan. And
well,
again,
you
can go to Chef Megan's healthyeating101.com and connect with her, and she will send you the recipes and everything that she has there. And Chef Megan, thank you again for joining us here on Fit Talk Radio here at South Georgia.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is Fit Talk 101, Maria Wells, and WVGA 105.9.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
HealthLife Magazine is the area's newest health and wellness publication. The latest holiday edition for November and December is now available. Be Dave Brave. It's the inspirational story and foundation that will inspire you, along with a taste of Thomasville and the My Lady Bakery, Tifton's oldest bakery. Be sure and look for the Fit for Life article, Staying Fit in Your 40s, 50s, and Beyond. Pick up your edition free at Advanced Dental Care, Valdosta Health and Wellness, or Factor X Fitness.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Hi, this is Maria, a certified trainer at Factor X Fitness. Now you can join us for only $19.95 a month with no enrollment fee and no enhancement fee. But hurry, this special won't last long. Factor X Fitness also has a professional group of trainers to help you meet your fitness goals. Visit Factor X Fitness today and let strong be the new sexy. Factor X Fitness, 1711 Norman Drive, Valdosta, Georgia, or call us at 469-4292. I look forward to seeing you at Factor X Fitness.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Well, this is Maria, your host for Fit Talk Radio tonight, and we have had Miss Chef Megan here with us. She is a healthy lifestyle consultant and spokesperson and chef. She's the chef at the Atlanta Botanical Gardens. They're the edible garden chef, and she creates all kind of culinary delights, freshly harvested right there from the edible garden there in Atlanta. And of course, she does all types of cooking shows for Whole Foods markets, the Cook Warehouse in Atlanta. So we were very, very blessed to have her on today, talking about the holidays and how to cut back calories. Now, according to Chef Megan, she doesn't count calories and fat. She just cuts out sugar. She does not use any kind of processed sugar in anything, and that's a good thing. Be very hard to do, but it certainly can be done. And we should only eat until we are 80% full. Chase, can you believe that?
I was actually surprised when she said that, to be honest.
Well, it was kind of a new thing for me. I never, you know, sugar is what makes us fat. That's what she said. You know, we think it's bread, and we think it's, the fat we eat. But she, right. According to her, it's sugar is what's making us fat here in South Georgia. Well, anybody, not just South Georgia.
That's right.
And that was kind of interesting what she was going to have for Thanksgiving, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was
very interesting. Well, we learned a lot tonight. If you want to cut back on your calories for alcohol, just take about 2 ounces of that wine and replace it with club soda. That sounds interesting. If you're making dips, instead of using the full sour cream, you can use non-fat sour cream or plain Greek yogurt and make your dips, and that probably tastes just as good with all your spices, Chase, don't you think?
I would think so, yeah.
And it's not the holidays that where we gain the weight. It's just when we continue to eat and eating that 100% full
day after day.
Right. Yeah. And that's what causes us to gain that weight. And that's certainly what we don't want to do. And two, a lot of people during the holidays, they don't keep up their exercise program, which we talked about that last week. So you're eating extra extra food, you're not keeping up with your regular regimen of exercise, and then you're drinking more alcohol. So that is definitely a recipe for, no pun intended, for weight gain and feeling sluggish. And but I like the 80% not eating, only eating up to your 80% full.
Right.
But I do that, pretty much I do that now because I don't like that full feeling. And most other people like the full feeling. Do you like it?
No, not really. It's just,
it's a miserable feeling, isn't it?
If I'm hungry, I'm going to eat, but I don't want to like stuff myself where I can barely walk, you know?
Right.
So that's.
But I think that's what we do at the holidays because that's just what we're used to doing. And but I like to graze. I've been taught to eat 5 or 6, 7 times a day, and that's typically what I do. But a lot of good ideas from her, though. I'd love to have a big cooking show with her down here in South Georgia.
Oh, yeah. And especially the one where she said, eat healthy before you go somewhere if you know you're not going to eat healthy somewhere.
Now, that is a great idea.
I thought it was.
I thought that was a very good idea. So we've had Chef Megan from Atlanta. She's the chef at the Botanical Gardens, and we thank her for joining us today here on Fit Talk Radio. Well, we're another day has ended here, and we are looking forward. But we're going to be here on the air with you next Thursday night, so don't forget us. Fit Talk Radio here, 105.9 WVGA. Let me leave you with my favorite 4 S, and that is stay in faith, love your family, and always try to stay fit. This is 105.9 WVGA, Fit Talk Radio, and we're signing off. Maria as your host. See you next Thursday.